This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Mark's back from Vegas.
That's right. I had a great time out at Freedom Fest. It was a blast.
Hold on. You can't tell us because there's the rule. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
Does that mean he was okay when he called from Vegas to tell us what was going on?
No, apparently
not. Technically happening in Vegas.
And it
right?
wasn't staying in Vegas.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know all the loopholes about the rule. I just know it's the rule.
I'm not sure who instituted this rule and why I have to follow it.
Social contract.
Yeah, that's correct.
So you talked a lot about Freedom Fest when you were on the show. Any other aspects to the trip that you wanted to bring out? TSA experience, everything okay in the airports? How'd everything go?
You know, I mean, the TSA experience was what TSA experiences are, dealing with a bunch of low-paid government bureaucrats that do absolutely nothing for a living, sifting through our stuff. And I think she threw away, somebody threw away, the ice packs that my wife was keeping. You know, my wife has this special diet she has designed for herself, like so many women do. And, she's trying to keep her vegetables cool or whatever, and the ice pack melted. The TSA lady said that if the ice pack was unmelted, we could still have it, but since it, you know, since we live far away, it's a discrimination against people who live far away from the airport, that the ice packs had to get thrown away.
Interesting. I did not know that you could bring an ice pack in through...
Only if it's frozen.
Only if it's frozen.
Only if it's frozen, yeah. So there you go.
I guess the idea
then it's
is
not liquid or gel.
Right, because what is the idea that you can't freeze bomb making materials?
The idea is that these people have a job to do when they would otherwise be employed in some profitable experience, and so they have to justify their existence.
There was one time when I used to work for an airline that I was flying around and I kept a tube of toothpaste with me, as well as a toothbrush, because you never know when you might have to sleep in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
You want to brush your teeth in the morning. So it was a standard roll, but well over half, if not two-thirds of it, was gone. And I went through countless airports with this, two-third empty roll of toothpaste.
Clearly less than 3.2 ounces, which is what you're allowed,
day,
but since it's not a 3.2-ounce container...
Yeah, well, one day there was some TSA guy in LaGuardia that decided, no, I could not take this tube of toothpaste, even though there was, well under an ounce in there, but because it was a 3.5-ounce roll and it was smashed that you could see that there was nothing in there other than the small amount of toothpaste that was left, he said, you can't take it. I've taken this through a dozen airports. It doesn't matter. You're not taking it through mine.
Well, 3 ounces is what's legal. 3.2, I think is what it is. So a travel size, the little tiny ones, you can have those at any level of full or empty.
Right, and more than one of them.
And more than, yes, you can have a quart bag, a transparent quart bag full of them. However, you mayn't have a 4 or 5 ounce, I think a standard size is about 6 ounce tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, six, yeah.
You mayn't have that even if it is 3/4 of the way empty. It's not about how much toothpaste you have in the tube. It's about the size of the container.
I love your new contraction, by the way. I've never heard you until recently use maint.
You haven't heard maint before?
I've heard you use it recently, but it seems like a new word for you.
I'm certain I've used maint before, but I have had a, consciously been picking up maint a little more often, yeah.
I just had never noticed it before. Like, I've never even heard that word before you used it.
Noticed the word until you mentioned that he said the word.
Right? Well, I shan't spring a new one on you. How's that?
Shant's a good one. I've used shant before a number of times. Sorry, I totally derailed that conversation.
I think toothpaste tubes are the most interesting way to show not just the ineffectiveness, but the abject stupidity of the Transportation Security Administration.
Something else that is asinine is deodorant.
Yeah, deodorant.
Because if you have the gel stick, as long as there's no dye in there to give it a color, As long as they can see completely through it, it's okay. Yeah, I had this one happen. I took a tube of deodorant through 5 different airports, and then a TSA worker in Billings, Montana, took it from me.
You know they're bored. Out in Billings?
Yeah, of course they're bored. It's Billings, Montana. They have like 12 flights a day for the entire airport.
And these are the TSA people, so either, you know, they take an already useless agency and then put them in Billings.
Yeah. So I'm going through, and she says, I've got to take your deodorant. And I said, why? It's less than 3 ounces. Well, it's gel. Yeah. And she said, I can't see through it. I've taken it through 5 other airports. It doesn't matter. It's not coming through mine. If it was clear, it would be okay.
Yeah.
But it's this green, like, speed stick or whatever. It's green, and I can't see completely through it.
It is
so I have to take it. Or you can put it in your checked luggage. I said, I never check luggage.
Yeah, well, I suppose you could on that flight. Yeah, this is the problem. I don't think that you would see much of a difference in life, in danger in the United States if we just went back to the same old system that we had previously, prior to 9/11. I mean, it's not like anyone's ever going to ever be able to ever hijack an airplane in the United States with a box cutter again. I mean, do you think that the people of the United States, the people on that plane, the several hundred people on that plane are going to lie down and let another person hijack an airplane with a box cutter? The people in Flight 93 weren't even going to let it happen.
Here's a way to make sure that no aircraft ever gets hijacked. There's a lock on the cabin door. Turn that lock.
You could make the cabin bulletproof, and I think that would really kind of solve that problem.
And also lock the door.
But you would need to lock the door and have sort of codes, because like they could be holding the stewardess, who might be the girlfriend of the captain, outside saying, "We're going to kill her if you don't open the door," or something like that. And so, you know, it might be a situation. You know, that might be a situation. But I still don't think that whatever the danger is as far as planes, whatever might happen in a plane, is worth what the TSA does to Americans year in and year out.
Yeah.
The fact is, domestic air travel...
productivity?
Domestic air travel is down like 30%, as is international air travel. There's a huge loss. Now, some of that is because people are scared that their plane's going to be hijacked. But those people diminish every year.
And part
there's
of
a
that
large
is
percentage
due to...
that are just like, they don't want a blue glove stuck up their butt.
And part of that is also due to the decline of the economy, to where people don't have as much... you know, expendable income as they did 10 years ago.
This was prior to 2001. The economy wasn't that great back then. It was still bad when it was 2005 and 2004 when the economy was singing along. The fact is,
prior to 2006 or whatever.
Right. I mean, the fact is the economy, you know, was fine then. It has to do with blue gloves.
Absolutely. Of course. I'm just saying that there's a small percentage.
There's some people that are poorer and some people that are richer than they were in 2001.
So you went to Freedom Fest. One of your observations that I thought was interesting, and I saw Carla from the Free State Project last night. I went to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance dinner, which was great, by the way. Anyway, she did confirm that the Free State Project booth was just hopping the whole time at Freedom Fest. Now, freedomfest.com is the website. It's the convention that you spent the last several days at out in Vegas, schmoozing with some of the upper crust of the Liberty movement. This was more of like a suits kind of convention, right? That's what I heard.
Definitely a suits kind of convention. Yeah. And there were lots of older people there, too, which I think is great. I think older people are a fine soil to till for the Free State Project.
They've got money.
They're retiring.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you a little bit about this New Hampshire Liberty Alliance dinner that I went to last night, because I was pretty impressed. I've never been to one of these before. Mark, have you been? I imagine
I
you
emceed the first one.
Okay, the first one. That was 10 years ago.
No, I thought, okay, then I thought it was the first one.
They said last night it was their 10th one.
My mistake. I emceed one about 2 or 3 years ago. Maybe it was the first one at that location or
which
something.
Which was really impressive to me that I didn't realize the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has been around for 10 years. Well, who the hell are they, you're asking yourself, because you probably don't live in New Hampshire. Well, we'll tell you about them a little bit, because I think they're a unique organization.
They are singular.
Does not exist anywhere else in the country. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features do include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just go and click and download, and they are yours. You can go all the way back to late 2006, all for free. At freetalklive.com. Plus, each archive has
The player from SoundCloud built right into the page, meaning that you can easily play back the show right there from the page, or you can hit the download button, or share it on your favorite social networking platform. All of this free at freetalklive.com. Of course, we were talking about the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get signed up. It's a brand new website. And Mark, I don't know, were you on the show when they launched the new site, or had you just let down?
I don't know when it was, but I did get to see the new website.
I think they had it in place.
They have internet in Las Vegas.
I think they had it in place just in time for the Freedom Fest, actually. I think they threw the switch on it the day before Freedom Fest kicked off. And good timing, because the site looks awesome, and I'm so glad that they did. What did you think, Mark, when you went and looked at the site?
I thought, as I recall, it looked pretty good, but it's been a little while since I looked at it. I didn't get a chance to truly explore it.
I probably did. I have to admit, I also did not truly explore, but I did click around a little bit, and it looks great. I mean, the first impressions are what matter, and when I loaded that first page at freestateproject.org, I was impressed. I thought it
pretty
great.
Much the only complaint that I've heard is that the counter
is not
at the very top anymore.
Right, and people are so acclimated to that being there. That's
and you like the counter at the top. Yeah.
It's inevitably going to be a big complaint. I was talking with Louie, who's in charge of kind of wrangling all the volunteers that handled the web, that did all the website redesign. And it last night at this dinner that I attended, that was the main complaint. That was like the main feedback that he was getting at that moment, and he had heard that from a number of other people. So there's a chance that some sort of special widget may be designed, because whatever it is, they're going to have to code from scratch. The old one will not work on the new site. So there's probably a little bit of work involved in making that happen, and maybe we'll see that down the line. So freestateproject.org, over 14,000 people have pledged.
14,468.
Oh, that's good. Almost to the 14.5 mark, and then we're getting closer and closer to 20,000. We want to get 20,000 liberty-oriented people to pledge to make the move here once we reach that 20,000. So that's the trigger point. And then there's a 5-year window in time where those folks have to move. A bunch of us, like the three of us on this show, and over 1,100 people are actually here now in New Hampshire. There have been hundreds of early movers. We actually haven't crossed the 1,000 mark on the early mover, on the official number. They have that breakdown now at freestateproject.org.
Oh, they have the in-state and they have the early mover?
That's right. Yes. Yep, they've got that breakdown. It's something like 970, I think, as far as actual movers that are counted. Now, there's an argument to be made that there's a bunch of Liberty people that in no way, shape, or form want to inform anyone that they've moved anywhere, so that they've just moved and not necessarily informed the Free State Project.
There are people that have moved.
Never even signed up for the Free State Project.
Right.
I believe 274 was the number of FSP participants
that were already
in
here.
New Hampshire before the vote.
Yeah, when New Hampshire won the vote, these people were already living in New Hampshire. So anyway, it's a lot of folks that are already here, and it's a lot of fun to be around people that actually care enough about freedom to pick up their lives and move somewhere to get more of it, to be active, to achieve more of it in our lifetime. FreeStateProject.org. And one of the things that a lot of the Free State Project participants are involved in is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And as I was mentioning, it's a really unique organization. There's nothing like this that I've ever heard of anywhere else. And I don't know how you do it anywhere else, because what they do is incredible. Every year, they read every single bill that comes to the state representatives for a vote. They read every one of them, and they make a recommendation on, well, if you believe in liberty, which way should you vote on this?
Right, and I think, you know, this is, it's just, it, when you say it, it sounds just sort of so ordinary, but I want you to stop and think for a second. Who in your state is going through every single bill that the Congress critters in your state come up with, every cockamamie bullcrap idea they come up with in order to shove it down your throat or get in your life, and who's rating them based on the concepts of liberty? And the answer is
nobody.
Zero, zippo, nada, nothing.
Who could even imagine taking on a task like that? I mean, this is a tremendous task. Now, New Hampshire's not as big of a task as other places because legislation isn't as long.
Thousands of pieces of legislation filed every year.
It's true. It's true. It's no easy task, but it would be a lot harder in a place like Florida or something like that to pull this one off, because in a lot of cases, New Hampshire legislation aren't, you know, they're not being written by lawyers. They're being written by average people in a lot of cases.
And they're also dealing with one specific thing.
One topic per legislation.
That's how most states operate, is just the legislation deals with one thing.
But the feds are not that way. They just
right. Well,
throw a bunch of stuff in.
From my understanding is most of the states have something written into their constitution
mm-hmm.
that says that all legislation must deal with one specific
subject. One subject at a time. So anyway, they read every piece of legislation. They rate the legislation based on if you love liberty, you should vote for this or you should vote against it. And then they come up with a gold standard, which is this information sheet that they hand out to all of the legislators, all 400 of the state representatives and the senators as well, I presume. But they hand this thing out physically in the auditorium or wherever, the room that they come in to vote. What do they call that thing?
The general court?
The court chambers.
Yeah, okay. The chambers, yeah. So they hand these things out to these people as they're coming in. Doesn't matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. Everybody gets a copy of the gold standard, which is this kind of voting recommendations. Now, they get their voting recommendations from their political parties, too. So, like, the Republicans have their info they hand out to their people and that sort of thing. But in New Hampshire, we have the liberty ratings.
If you listen to the Republicans and the Democrats, they claim that that does not happen.
Oh, really?
But I know for a fact that it does.
Yeah, I've heard it happens, too. So they get these ratings. So they're all the bills are rated as to how to vote for liberty. And then at the end of the year, they take all the votes on the most important, what they determine to be the most important liberty legislation or the most damaging to liberty legislation, and then they calculate for each one of those 400 representatives and the 24 senators in New Hampshire, they calculate the liberty rating. Basically, they give out a report card to all of the state representatives at the end of the year and say, hey, here's your, you got an A-, you got an F. You know, there's different grade levels. There's even a constitutional threat level, which is worse than F. And they go through and they literally give everyone a grade, and then they publish that, and they actually give those to the representatives as well. So they have, when I was at this dinner last night for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they gave out their new rating cards, and there was a bunch of A's on there. And of course, our friend Mark Warden, sponsor of the show, the Porcupine Realtor, actually won for the second time the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Legislator of the Year Award.
But not second time in the row. I mean, they're very fastidious. It's not like he's got this thing locked up.
2011 and 2013, but he got an A+. He was the top of the rankings.
Oh, I'm not dissing Mark Warden. I'm just saying, look, it isn't locked up, people. There are other legislators that are getting this award, too.
Oh, yeah.
There are
other A-pluses, legislators.
There are A-pluses beating A-pluses.
That there are other legislators that I think should have won it this year.
You know, another thing, maybe you should get involved in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and offer your services to the board of directors there, Daryl.
He'd have to get out of the, if he wanted to be a legislator, he'd have to get out of these third parties and
no,
run.
No, he's just talking about just, giving an award.
HLA.
So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, another question you should ask yourself about your state. How many state representatives do you know personally in your state? 855-453. I saw a bunch of them last night that I knew.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Bulletin board system is one of them. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it is one of the many free features that you'll find over at freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for some precious metals, and it's not a bad idea to have some precious metals, just at Freedom Fest over the weekend, and lots of opportunities to buy precious metals there. A great way to get some great prices on precious metals is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. Now, whether you want some precious metals as, say, a hedge against inflation or an investment or, you know, some kind of barter currency in case things go south, the best place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get great prices, but you also help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com, and we've got gold and silver, and even if you use the telephone number that's there, you can get platinum and all kinds of other metals, too. So it's gold.freetalklive.com.
855-450-FREE. You know, I've got newsy things to talk about here, but I went to this New Hampshire Liberty Alliance dinner last night, and, you know, I've always been a fan of what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does.
Indeed. It's easy to be a fan.
But we don't talk about them that often on Free Talk Live. They're not a sponsor of the show, and so it's just like when it comes up, we'll get, you know, try to plug them. They're doing amazing work. They rate all of the legislation that comes up for a vote. They also rate, they rate the legislators. So each legislator gets a rating A through F or below F. It's constitutional threat. This year there were no constitutional threats, and then there were actually just like a couple Fs. So I think that's because
from what I was told by the guy who's actually like the number cruncher, Jeremy, he was sitting at the table with me at the dinner, and he explained that now that there's a few more Democrats that won in the last election here at this the state state house level seats, that because there's more social freedom stuff that has been put forth, some of the Democrats that might have gotten a, you know, an F rating before might have moved up to like C plus or something like that. So there's been a kind of an overall, just a general increase in liberty ratings and across the board.
This is what I love about what people are able to do here in New Hampshire, movers, liberty-oriented folks that are able to move here. And, you know, I think NHLA, to a lesser extent, I wish the NHLA would be better on some issues. They dodge a couple of issues. Euthanasia and the death penalty come to mind. And
well, Jeremy says he wanted to, he wants to move, help move the organization move toward more social freedoms on their issues and that kind of thing,
And I'm totally for that. And I'm jealous that you get to sit and have dinner with Jeremy, by the way. So this is the thing that's great, is that the ball can be moved forward. This is the Liberty ball.
Yeah.
It can be moved forward in either circumstance. When the Democrats get in, great, let's move the ball forward in social issues.
Right.
And they do. And when the Republicans are in charge, great, let's move the ball forward in
tax cuts.
And they do.
Yeah.
The fact is that when the Republicans were so heavy the last term, they got a...
They passed gay marriage, by the way, the Republicans did in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Yeah.
It keeps moving forward. And the NHLA is powerful enough to hold the line.
That's what they had said, by the way.
Just powerful enough. And I think that this is what people need to understand, people that are considering, you know, the Free State Project as an idea or whatever, is the NHLA is just powerful enough. And it would be really nice if we got some backup here, because activists come, activists go. We just had another couple of, a few activists have died in the last few months.
By the way, natural causes.
Yeah, I'm not
just, let's make that clear.
I don't know how natural cancer is, but
okay. Well, it wasn't a shootout with the cops. All right, let's put it that way.
Okay.
So what I wanted to one of the other things I wanted to point out here was, since you mentioned holding the line, that was kind of the general one of the topics of discussion at the table I was sitting at was how the Liberty people have managed to hold the line, like, even because there was a lot of fear, like some Democrats got elected in 2012 and oh no, what's going to happen? Well, turns out some of the worst bills that were proposed died in the Senate, and basically the line has been held as far as, you know, on the Liberty, you know, issues.
And did you see that Governor Maggie Hassan vetoed her first piece of legislation today?
I didn't know. What was that?
Well, what I want to know,
it was a bill to create a study group to look at end-of-life decisions.
And are you saying that's a bad thing that she vetoed it, or a good thing?
The fear was that had she not vetoed the legislation, that assisted suicide would become legal in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I would like that to happen, actually. If that,
yeah.
So I would say
that it's a bad thing that she vetoed.
I see.
Because it was just to create a study group.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't actually, you know, the euthanasia or death with dignity bill. It was create a study group to look at.
It's bureaucratic step number one on a process.
So she says, well, we already have good legislation and good statutes in New Hampshire on living wills and advance directives, so we don't need anything additional.
So the reason why I wanted to talk about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, besides the fact that I was at their dinner last night and it was great, and they've been around for 10 years, which was a real surprise to me, and they've obviously come a long way in that period of time, is not to show you, hey, you can duplicate this in your state, because I don't think you can. These guys have 100 volunteers reading all of this legislation and helping, you know, figure out, is this pro-liberty, is this not pro-liberty, and coming up with all this stuff. This is, this is thousands and thousands of volunteer man hours every single year. Where I come from, you can barely find libertarians who are willing to come out to a meeting once a week, let alone do any real activism or any kind of real significant work. So if you hear about what we're saying about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and you find yourself thinking, boy, it sure would be great if we had that in fill-in-the-blank state where you live. That's not what I'm intending to do here. I'm trying to show you how unique of a situation we have here in New Hampshire. And as you pointed out, Mark, We still need help. They could use 200 people looking at this legislation, not just 100 of them. We need more people running for political office here in New Hampshire and doing all manner of different activism things. And this is one of the many, the myriad of different areas that activists are doing amazing things in New Hampshire that just aren't happening anywhere else.
Here's my question about the volunteers reading the legislation. Are multiple volunteers reading the same pieces of legislation?
I don't think so.
Because I could read a bill and say, yeah, this looks good to me.
You might be wrong.
And then Ian reads the bill and says, wait a second. No, no, no. It says this, this, and this.
Good question. Mark, well, you don't know
this,
for sure,
this,
though, do you?
Or this.
Well, I did this for a few years. I was, you know, sort of headed up. I just haven't done it. I haven't had the time, and I haven't done it in a few years. But I headed up labor in New Hampshire. And what generally happens is that there's kind of a hierarchy of more experienced and less experienced people. And so people will read the legislation and rate it pro-liberty, anti-liberty, and then sort of the importance of it, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
So it's anti-liberty, and it's a 10. And so somebody's going to look at that. But if you say it's anti-liberty and it's a 1, nobody's going to look at it one way or the other. So even if it's, you know, I mean, if it's anti-liberty and it's a 1, and it would have been pro, and it should have been pro-liberty and a 1, it's not that far from 0 on either side. So
I got you.
That's kind of the way it is. That it kicks up the most important bills to the top. They get re-looked at and, you know, re-looked at again and then get a
But I also get where Daryl's coming from. If somebody makes a mistake in their interpretation,
and then,
it'd be bad. But if you have more volunteers, that would solve that problem,
well,
right?
Well, one bill that I can think of off the top of my head that the Liberty community was sort of divided on was a bill before the election committee on whether or not to take away the language that was added to the voter registration form that says, by registering to vote, I declare that I'm a resident and will abide by all of the laws of New Hampshire. Well, that's completely unconstitutional wording that was added. It's been challenged. It goes to the Supreme Court in February, but there are some Liberty people that
I'm using air quotes
that say, no, we need to make sure that only residents vote. If you're an inhabitant, you shouldn't be able to vote.
Yeah, they just don't understand the issue, right?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the issue there is that you shouldn't be obligated to become a resident, but yet should still be able to vote. And, of course, resident is a legal term, and there's all kinds of obligations that come along with it. Anyway, more coming up. Great news about Mark Emery on the way.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send $5 a month in via any major credit card, via PayPal, or through Visa and MasterCard right through our website. And we'll take that $5 and invest it into Free Talk Live. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help support the show, and you can get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Question for you, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Can somebody become an amplifier with Bitcoin?
At this time, no. And the reason for that is, I mean, you can send put money in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There is a Bitcoin address. There's also a Litecoin address. You may send Bitcoin or Litecoin in the amount of your choice anytime you choose.
And we do appreciate it.
And I love Bitcoin. I'm a huge fan of it. But there are a couple of issues as to why it can't be used for AMP at this time. One, Bitcoin networks and payment systems are generally not set up for automated payments.
I do know of one.
Is there now?
Yes. Coinbase. I have it set up on the FPP site for people to become fans.
So if you have money,
they can make recurring payments.
If you have money in a Coinbase account, then is that how it works?
If they have a Coinbase account, because mm-hmm. Coinbase is connected to the bank account, so presumably if their Coinbase balance is zero, it would pull from the bank account.
And the other issue is that even if, so you've now surpassed that first objection, right? So
barely.
Even if something exists that could do a monthly credit, then the issue then becomes integrating that into the Free Talk Live AMP system, which is a totally custom-coded system that I've spent way too much money developing over the last 8 years.
And one has to ask oneself about this AMP program entirely. It's so, you know, so labor intensive to give somebody the benefits that we do for the $5 a month that we give it to them. And Ian's time is valuable, and sort of entering them in and giving them all the benefits is intensive. And we have spent way too many dollars trying to
a lot of money trying to get this thing to work, because there's no off the shelf system. You can't just, you know, for all the things that the AMP program does, there's just not like some, you can't just get a plug-in for that. So I had to pay for a lot of software development, and so I would have to shell out more and more money to make Bitcoin work with the current AMP system. That's not to say it couldn't be done, but it would be a very costly endeavor for me. It has been a very costly endeavor. And
so
I'm,
it's not available now for multiple reasons.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and then there's also the issue of, unfortunately, our, you know, the people that we buy services from do not accept Bitcoin at this time, and when they will is another question entirely. And so then I would be dealing with converting Bitcoins into cash, and I'm the kind of guy who likes to sit on Bitcoin. So you throw Bitcoins in that tip jar, and they're gonna sit there until we absolutely need to use them for something. So that's why we're going to use the dollars coming in for AMP first and foremost. If there's some reason why we need to break into the Bitcoins and, you know, do something with them, then we can do that. So yes, we would love to take your Bitcoins, but if you want to AMP, you're going to have to do it through the old Federal Reserve notes. And you want to get rid of those anyway, so send them to us. Right? That's how I feel about the FRNs. When I'm given the choice to buy Bitcoin or FRN, I'm going to spend my FRNs. I don't want to have those things. If I can have Bitcoin or FRN, I'm going to take the Bitcoin.
I hear you.
So Federal Reserve Notes is what FRN stands for. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's a great way to clear out your account from LRNs and put them to good use, doing more activist sort of things, bringing more people to the ideas of liberty. That's what the AMP program does. Another guy who did a lot to bring people to the ideas of liberty is Mark Emery. And we haven't had Jody, his wife, on the line in a little while. There's great news, though, coming from CannabisCulture.com about Jody's husband, Mark. These are just a killer team of activists from the Vancouver area who have been for many years dedicated to the task of legalizing cannabis. And at the same time, also talking about ending drug prohibition in general. And Mark was a big proponent of the Ron Paul campaign. Even though Mark, you know, lives in Canada, he couldn't vote for Ron Paul, but he was a huge proponent of Ron Paul and, you know, endorsed him for president with Cannabis Culture magazine and so on and so forth.
The politically aware in other countries are far more aware of
Ron Paul.
Well, of U.S. politics in general than United States citizens who are politically aware are aware of the world's politics.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously Mark is concerned with U.S. freedom, too, because a lot of his readers at Cannabis Culture are, you know, U.S.-based.
Right.
So he's the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, which actually used to be an actual magazine. They stopped publishing the print version a few years ago.
Did they do that because he went to jail?
No. No, it was actually before. I believe it was before he went to jail.
Yeah, we actually had him on to announce.
Yeah. It was just one of those things where, you know, it costs too much money to do this print stuff, so we're bailing. And that's what they did. So he's a hero because he sold cannabis seeds for years online.
All he sold was seeds.
That's correct. And he stood up for what he believed in. He took the money from the seed sales, millions of dollars he earned doing this. He took those millions and rolled them back into the movement. And he's an inspiration on me personally, because that's kind of what I do. Take money that I earn. I don't earn millions, though. I take the money that I earn from this show and I roll it back into the movement for more liberty. And that's what he did. They targeted him for that. Because there's multiple people in Canada selling seeds, but they went after Mark Emery because the other guys just wanted to make money. He was using the money to advance the marijuana freedom movement. And
they don't want that.
No, they don't want that. They targeted him. The DEA put him on their most wanted list, and they took him down. They actually got Canada to extradite him to the United States to go to court, serve a 5-year prison sentence. He's still in the middle of that sentence. I believe he's got at least 2 years remaining on that sentence. And now, great news from CannabisCulture.com. The U.S. government has approved, why this is happening, I'm not sure, but it's great news, a prisoner transfer application for Mark, the Canadian marijuana activist serving 5-year sentence in the U.S. for selling marijuana seeds to fund pot legalization.
Well, I'll tell you, the U.S. is the biggest hurdle in this, not the Canadian government.
That's what I would think, too. But a little bit more on this. The transfer does need to be approved by the Canadian authorities before Emery would be eligible to return to Canada His legal counsel has confirmed with his wife, Jody, that U.S. authorities have indeed approved his transfer home. She said the following. She said, it's great news that the U.S. Department of Justice has approved Mark's transfer home. I hope the Canadian Conservative government quickly approves the paperwork on their end so it becomes official and Mark can come home to Canada. Thus far, however, Canadian authorities have made no comment. So, of course, Cannabis Culture Magazine will continue to update you on this situation. And hopefully, when he gets back to Canada, that'll mean that he'll be eligible for some kind of different parole status or something like that. Because it in could, the federal government, there's like an 87% rule, I
85,
think.
85, yeah.
Is it 85?
For federal inmates.
Where you have to spend at least that amount of time on a good time basis. So if you're a good, well-behaved prisoner, then you can get out after 85%. In New Hampshire, it's a 66% rule. Is it 60%? I forget. 60-something percent rule in New Hampshire. And so 85 is horrible. So the Canadian system is probably better. So therefore, when he transfers to Canada, we may actually be able to talk to Mark again sooner rather than later. And even if he has to stay the rest of his time in a Canadian jail, that's still an improvement because Jody has been traveling very far, coming from Vancouver as far away, I think, as Georgia. Certain correctional facilities, you know, it seemed like for a little while they were putting Mark as far away as they could possibly put him to make him as inaccessible as possible to his wife. I remember that was the case, at least early on.
Are the Canadian facilities better?
Probably, but I don't know. I can't say that for sure.
Well, I've been in jail in the United States, and I've been in the jail in Canada, and I can tell you that the jail in Canada was much nicer.
It was.
Yep.
Wait, you were in jail in Canada?
Yes.
Briefly, right?
For a night. The dastardly crime of trying to cross the border ignorant of the rules of crossing the border.
How dare you be ignorant of the rules of crossing the border? Yeah. You have this thing called the social contract that you signed by being born, and that requires you to know all of the legislation, despite the fact that there's more than what could be read in several lifetimes. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Mark.
Yeah, well, they may have had a sign-up on the way to the border, but I didn't notice it. And if I did, I mean, what would you think if you saw a sign like nobody with felonies is allowed into Canada? I mean, would you try it? Would you go ask? I mean, I don't even know what people would do. But once you're at that border, you're in Canada. So you've already broken the law. If you were to go up and say, hey, I've got a felony. Is that really true? You know, you've broken the law.
You don't just get to turn around.
Certainly didn't let me turn around.
There's the video from the Motorhome Diaries where Pete, Demo, and Tally accidentally went across a bridge that they could not turn around on and had Marv totally ripped apart.
Yeah, I remember that. So more coming up here. In fact, other good jail-related news. Adam Kokesh has been released. 855, 450 free. Plus, RT has a very interesting story about domestic propaganda being legalized in the U.S. All that on the way in your calls as well. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.